Good morning, everyone. As Deacon said, I am Father Regan, not Ronald Regan. Regan from India. Actually, I was born in the 80s. At that time, Ronald Regan was the president here. So my parents named me, baptized me Regan. That's why I got that name. I am originally living in Los Angeles, very close to LAX airport. It's called El Segundo, just 3 miles away from the LAX airport. I am the resident priest there. I am doing my master's in LMU, Loyola Marymount University. Have you heard of this? Have you heard of Loyola Marymount University? No? Some people, yes, yeah. It's a famous university run by Jesuit fathers in Los Angeles. This is my final sem. I am here to speak about my mission back in India. So there will be 2 parts in today's homily. In the first part, I will speak about the gospel, I have to speak. And second part, about my mission back in India. So before I start my homily, do you like joke? Do you want now? Okay. So there was a young couple. They were really loving couple. They had very good understanding. But as usual, they started to fight one day. Almost every day they were fighting. Every day they were fighting. So the husband called his wife one day and said, "Hey, hereafter, we are not going to speak each other. So this is what I am going to do. There is a refrigerator here. If I want to tell something, I will write it on the paper and stick it on this refrigerator. So you have to read and do the work." Okay. So if you want me to do some work, you write it on the paper, stick it on this refrigerator. I will do the work. So both of them agreed. One day, he had a meeting in another city, maybe next day about 10 o'clock. But his flight was at 6 o'clock in the morning. So he wrote it on the paper, "Please wake me up at 4 o'clock in the morning." And he sticked on that paper on the refrigerator. He went to bed. When he woke up, it was morning 9 o'clock. So he became furious. He called his wife and fired like anything. "You fool, what did I ask you? I asked you to wake me up at 4 o'clock, but now it's 9 o'clock. I missed my flight. My meeting is going to be cancelled. What can I do now?" Wife did not open her mouth at all, as usual. She did not open her mouth. And he became so furious and he started to fire like anything. And she showed like this. And he was surprised. Why she is showing like this? And he saw the refrigerator. There was a note. It says, "It's 4 o'clock. Please wake up." But don't do it at your home, okay? Don't do it. Sometimes we have the people like that, right? There are some crazy people. In today's gospel also, there is a kind of craziness. The rich man went to hell, poor man went to heaven. So now you may think, what is the problem of being rich if I go to hell, right? The rich man, he had everything, sumptuous meal, all the wealth, plenty of money, but he went to hell. The poor man, he had nothing, he went to heaven. Why? Why did the poor man go to heaven? Why did the rich man go to hell? What was the reason? My dear friends, the reason is only one. rich man was insensitive to the needs of that poor man. Of course, the poor man did not ask anything from the rich man. He did not ask, "My dear man, I am hungry, give me some food." He did not ask. Lazarus, he did not ask, "I do not have any shelter, give me a shelter." He did not ask. The poor man, he did not ask the rich man, "I need some job, give me some job." No, he did not ask. So on the side of the rich man, there is nothing wrong. He did not do any harm to the poor man, Lazarus. But he was insensitive to the needs of the poor man. What he should have done, when he came to know there is a poor man in front of his house, he should have gone and given some food. He should have taken care of him. He should have done something for him. He did not do. That's why he went to hell, Lazarus went to heaven. So, my dear friends, being rich is not a sin. Being rich is not a fault. That's the blessing of God. Keep it in your mind. Being rich is the blessing of God. But we need to share the blessings with the poor people. We need to be sensitive to the needs of the poor people. Then we become rich in heaven. Then we become rich in heaven. That's the real message we get it from today's gospel, that we should be sensitive to the needs of the poor people. And my dear friends, my mission back in India, I am from southern part of India. My state is called Tamil Nadu. If you see the India map, our state will be at the bottom of our India. Maybe like foundation of India, Tamil Nadu. Some of you might have heard Chennai. In other masses, some people asked, "Father, we know Chennai." That's why I'm asking. Chennai is the capital of our state. My diocese is called Tanjore. My bishop is Bishop Sahaya Raj. And we have 0.4 million of Catholics. We have 100 parishes, 200 diocesan priests. I am also a diocesan priest belonging to this diocese. We have 100 religious priests, 700 sisters and 50 seminarians. And we have institutions like elementary and middle high school, 100, technical schools, 2, nursing schools, 2, and graduate schools, 2. We have 4 home for aged, 50 orphanages, 11 dispensaries, 3 hospitals, 1 school for disabled, 1 rehabilitation center. We have 20 trained catechists and 2,000 untrained catechists. And the source of our income of our people is agriculture. My diocese is called Bowl of Rice. So we cultivate a lot of rice. So it's called Bowl of Rice. Sometimes we have good shower, sometimes we do not, but somehow we maintain some good cultivation. In most of the parishes, we have very few towns. Most of the parishes are like rural areas, suburban areas. In some of the parishes, we have morning mass at 5 o'clock in the morning. So people come to the church early morning, then they go to the field, they work until late evening by 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. That's how they work hard. The weather in southern part of India, I am from southern part of India, the weather during the summer is super hot. During the summer, super hot. More than 100 Fahrenheit. What about the other season? It's hot. There is no big difference. Super hot, hot. That's it. Even in the month of December, January, we don't feel much cold in southern part of India. But if you go to north part of India, summer super hot, winter super cold. So it's a different climate we have north and south part of India. That's how our people work hard under the scorching sun and get their income. We have three kinds of missions in our diocese. The first one, construction of the chapels. As I said, we have lot of suburban areas, rural areas. Under one main station, there will be lot of at least 10 to 15 substations, like rural areas. So people, they cannot come to the parish church all the time because it will be far. They are depending on public transportation. Very few people, they have cars. Most of the people, they have motorbike. And they are depending on public transportation too. So the priest has to go everywhere to say mass. Maybe once in a month, twice in a month, they will get mass. Because he cannot go every time, all the places. But the situation is, they do not have a place to pray, like chapel. So our bishop made it that we should construct chapels for all the people, all the suburban areas, and we made it. 80% of the people, 80% of the suburban areas, now they have chapel. Remaining, we have 20%. We want to make it. Because, my dear friends, if there is no chapel, we cannot gather the faithful. Then we cannot build the community, faithful community. That's why our bishop made it a point that we have to construct chapel for all the people. That's our first mission. Second mission, faith formation, including seminarians and catechists. My dear friends, after the 10th grade, we recruit students for priesthood. Some people, they come after the 10th grade. Some people, they come after undergraduation. It is different from age to age. But at least they are there in the seminary 10 to 15 years. So we have to take care of them. Food, medical, studies, and a lot of things are involved. And recently, the propagation of faith from Rome, they said, we cannot support faith formation, especially for the formation of the priest hereafter, because we have a lot of projects to support, so you have to find your own source. Maybe from local or maybe from benefactors, you have to find your own source. That's what they said. So now we are finding out our own source for the formation of the priest, because they are the future pillars of the church. Without priests, we cannot do anything. And we have catechists, like trained catechists and untrained catechists. Trained catechists, they are trained in a such a way, they will be collaborating in various missions, like catechetical mission, family ministry, youth ministry, child ministry. There are so many things. They will be collaborating with the priest. They are paid. We have to give them salary every month. An untrained catechist we have. Who are they? They are 2,000 untrained catechists. They will be living in their hometown. Their duties are, they have to ring the bell every day in the church. They have to read the gospel. They will call the people for the prayer. They will lead the prayer. On Sundays, they will conduct para-liturgical service, because priests cannot go. So they will conduct para-liturgical service. They will be like bridge between priest and people. Bridge between people and priest. But they are not paid. We have to give them something for their livelihood. For instance, if we give $100 to each catechist, we have 2,000 catechists. So you just calculate, for 2,000 catechists into $100, it's a huge amount. It's a lot. But we are making it because faith formation is needed for the people. Third mission, my dear friends, education of the poor children. We have a lot of orphanages, 50 orphanages we have, lot of schools, hostels, boarding, and we are spending a lot for the education of the people. We have very few good schools. Some rich people, they are getting good education out of that. But we have, as I said, we have a lot of suburban areas. People, they cannot afford to get good education. So we have to spend a lot. Of course, our Indian government, they are giving a lot of scholarship to the people nor to the Christians. They say they do not want Christians and Muslims to be educated. They do not want Christians and Muslims. They tell Christians, you go back to your country. I do not know which country they mean. You Christians, you go back to your country because this is our nation. Our nation is Hindu nation. We want India's Hindu nation, Hindutva India. We do not want Christians. That's what they say. That's why we are giving lot of scholarship for our people to have good education. Practically, India was educated by Christian missionaries. And all the politicians, they were educated in Christian schools. But now they are telling, we do not want Christians to be educated, but we want to make it. And our Christian fathers and dioceses, they are running lot of schools and they give free education. Our diocese also is doing, because we want children to be educated, because they should have some good future. These are the three missions we are focusing, my dear friends: constructing chapels in all suburban areas, and education of the poor, and faith formation. I am here to appeal you to support our diocese. You can support in two ways: by your prayer. When you pray, God will help us. Secondly, by your generous heart. Today, before the announcement, there will be second collection. So you can support our mission by giving cash or check. If you give check, make sure give the check payable to Light of the World, the name of the church, Light of the World. Give the check payable to the church name. Underneath you mention mission in India. Otherwise, we may not know the purpose of the check. So make sure underneath you write mission in India. If you are not ready, when you come next week, you can give to the pastor or office, but make sure this is for the mission in India. The pastor will collect all the checks and money, will send to the Archdiocese of Denver, and they will send to my diocese back in India electronically. We don't receive anything in our hands. Everything will be sent electronically and people will be benefited. So, my dear friends, once again I ask you to support our diocese by your prayers and your generous heart. And I take this opportunity to thank the pastor and the associate and you, my dear people, for allowing me to speak about my mission and for your generous heart. May God bless you all, and we are like one family. Let us be united in prayers always. Amen.